This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has issued operational guidelines for the implementation of model solar village under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The new and renewable energy ministry in a statement today said that under the scheme, emphasis has been placed on creating one model solar village per district across the country. The ministry said that a total financial outlay of 800 crore rupees has been allocated for this component. It said that in order to be considered under this scheme, a village must be a revenue village with a population size above 5,000 or 2,000 for special category status. The ministry said the villages will be assessed on their overall distributed renewable energy capacity installed within 6 months after the declaration of potential candidates by the district level committee. India's industrial production grew 4.2% in June this year. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the growth rates of the three sectors, mining, manufacturing and electricity, have registered a growth of 10.3%, 2.6% and 8.6% for the month of June 2024. The Ministry also released data on the Consumer Price Index today. According to the Ministry, there is a sharp decline in the year-on-year inflation rate. For July 2024, the inflation rate stood at 3.54%. In year-on-year food inflation rate, July 2024 registered 5.42%, which is the lowest since June 2023. Union Textile Minister Giriraj Singh said that various initiatives are being taken to increase domestic sale and export of handloom and handicrafts. After visiting Handloom Expo in New Delhi, the minister said, now handloom artisans are being connected with National Institute of Fashion Technology to enable them to introduce new designs. Mr. Singh said, India has 90% share in overall handloom sector, with more than 35 lakh families working in this sector. As a part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, he distributed national flags to the artisans and appealed to everyone to participate in this initiative. AIIMS Delhi today said that emergency services are functioning normally amidst nationwide strike by resident doctors over the incident of Arjikar Medical College in West Bengal. It said in a statement that OPD services will function on a restricted basis till normalcy is restored. In the contingency plans for hospital patient care services, AIIMS informed that only those patients who have prior appointment will be registered in the morning OPDs. RML Hospital in the national capital has also made contingency plans so that patient care services are minimally disrupted. The Delhi hospitals that are on indefinite strike include Safdarjung Hospital, Lady Harding Medical College and Maulana Azad Medical College. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir have renewed the Memorandum of Understanding MOU for capacity building of 1,000 Maldives civil service officers during the period 2024-2029. The MOU was renewed on the 9th of this month in the capital of Maldives. This renewed partnership will continue to enhance the capabilities of Maldives civil servants in public policy, governance and field administration. It will further strengthen the ties between India and the Maldives. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri called on Nepal Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba in Kathmandu today. They discussed bilateral matters of mutual interest and ways to further strengthen India-Nepal bilateral cooperation across all sectors. Foreign Secretary also met his Nepal counterpart Seva Lamsal. They discussed the steady growth of India-Nepal cooperation and ways to take it forward. India and Nepal share an age-old civilizational, cultural and people-to-people connect. This visit of Foreign Secretary will be an opportunity to further advance bilateral ties. In the Kashmir Valley, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today flagged off the Tiranga Yatra in Srinagar. He also joined the public representatives, officials and thousands of citizens in the walkathon from the International Convention Centre to the Botanical Garden on the outskirts of Srinagar city. Speaking on the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor said that the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in Jammu and Kashmir has grown to be a people's movement. The Lieutenant Governor urged the citizens to be a part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.